Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
There is still a lot of physical paperwork in Irish healthcare, especially compared to our continental cousins. But the direction of travel is clear: fully digital administration as well as the processing of patient records. One Irish company is making strides in this space, but alas, not yet in Ireland. It's called Wellola, and it's been set up by the physiotherapist Sonia Neary, and it has been rapidly raising funds from the investment group Elkstone and Enterprise Ireland. And Sonia Neary is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Sonia.
Good morning, Joe.
Happy Easter to you.
Thank you, and to you.
Tell us what Wellola does.
So Wellola is, as you said, a digital health software house. We at the heart of our company believe that the future of healthcare is preventative, community-based and supported by digital tools. What we've built in response to that vision is a product called Porta Sana, the gateway to healthcare.
Porta Sana.
Correct. Okay. Yeah. The buyer of the system would be a hospital, or in the UK, a trust or an integrated care board. And the users of the system would be patients and care providers within those hospitals.
OK, so the user is the patient.
Yeah.
But the software you would sell to the NHS or NHS trust.
Correct.
Would that be right?
That's right. Yeah. And private sector as well.
And how does it work? You must connect the patient in some way with their own patient record.
Correct, yeah. So in most hospitals in the modern world, there would be an electronic patient record within the boundaries of the hospital wall. Mm-hmm. So that's the place where everything gets written down, you know, in a piece of software, and it could be your lab results, your x-rays, your medical notes, etc.
And every visit you make to the GP?
Everything's documented, exactly. Oftentimes these are sort of siloed products when you think about it, you know, in primary care and secondary care. There might be different software providers offering this service within the boundaries of the hospital wall. What our product does, in a way, for the patient is it offers a window into that facility so they can see what's being written down about them within the hospital wall or within the primary care practice.
No.
And the buyer of the system can choose from any one of 10 modules. Half of them are about sort of sharing administrative data, so appointment management, digital letters, online forms, bi-directional messaging. And then half of the modules are about clinical data, so symptom tracking, having visibility of your care record, being placed on a care journey or a care pathway. And in fact, the last of those modules is the one that's having the most impact.
A care pathway. And
correct.
That is what? A treatment that the patient is going to get.
Yeah, essentially. So there are these kind of sort of standard pathways that patients are placed on. So if you're an oncology patient or a cardiology patient, there's usually kind of a couple of gates that you go through from the moment of diagnosis through to sort of self-management or care within the hospital. And these are fairly, you know, routine, I suppose, pathways. For the most part, they're happening in an analog fashion. You know, you're coming in repeatedly to the hospital or repeatedly to the primary care center. With our facility, you can be placed on a care pathway so that you can be given educational resources to self-empower, to be aware of what it is that you've been diagnosed with. You can complete forms online from the comfort of your own home.
But not to self-diagnose or to order your own prescriptions.
No, you're diagnosed by your care provider and they always have access to you in that way that you can be cared for from the comfort of your own home. They can share data outbound with you and you can return data back inbound to them. All of it with the goal of keeping you in the comfort of your own home to self-manage as much as possible and only presenting face-to-face when is absolutely necessary.
Now, this sounds utopia, but in Ireland, we are years away from this.
We are. There are a lot of very, you know, talented companies offering solutions in this arena. I think there is a lot of positive leadership. You know, there is an intent there.
That sounds like great intentions, but no execution.
Yeah, so I suppose when we look at countries that are doing this well, because there's no point really in reinventing the wheel, right? There are, you know, in the likes of Germany, there's something called the Future Healthcare Act. So in legislation, you know, citizens have the right to access their care digitally. They're given the choice to access their care digitally. So by 2024 in Germany, there's a goal that all hospital facilities and primary care centres would give you the option of opting out of paper communications, for example. Mm-hmm. Okay. They also have something called the Future Healthcare Budget. And then they have a handful of kind of criteria that we're kind of missing here. Like, so in the UK, for example, there is an NHS number. So that number is your identifier, no matter where you go through the care system. While there is sort of talk about a unique health identifier in Ireland, there isn't actually practically one that's being carried over through the system at present.
So one hospital may have a number for you, your GP may have a different number for you.
Absolutely.
And the pharmacy that gives you your prescription might have a different number again.
Correct, yeah. Well,
could they not use the RSI number or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, there is, again, a lot of people working very hard to make this change and make it happen, but it's quite a, you know, politically charged, I suppose, topic.
But why is it politically charged if the government is spending, you know, tens of billions of euro every single year? Surely this is a no-brainer.
Correct. Yeah. And it is. It's one component of many components. Like, so having a unique health identifier is one thing. The other is kind of having an ability to procure products like ours. So, you know, I participated in a program with the Health Innovation Hub and Hirani, who are kind of the Northern Irish equivalent, to kind of put together a report to kind of offer recommendations to policymakers around what are the things that we could be doing to protect SME procurement, to actually have a framework for buying products like ours within, you know, the Republic of Ireland and the island of Ireland. They just, those constructs just aren't there yet, you know. So again, in the UK, we're on a number of what they call frameworks. So basically, we, you know, get the quality assurance mark as a supplier to be listed on a, you know, publication. Mm. NHS trusts say, you know what, we need a care journeys partner. Let's go to that framework and let's procure from there. That just doesn't exist. So you need the legislative mandate. You need the frameworks. You need the funding. You need the unique health identifiers, and then you need kind of almost a telematic infrastructure. So the kind of,
what is the telematic infrastructure?
In the UK, again, and I'll reference it because it's the market I know most, you know, it used to be called NHSX, now it's called, you know, NHS England. But basically, they provide, a living, breathing kind of vasculature for a product like ours to plug into. Mm. So there is like what they call a spine. They have a product called NHS Login that we can use. There's a product called NHS Smart Card to validate staff. And then you can actually, you know, physically plug a product like ours into a hospital information system, you know. So they're just isn't those kind of core components. How do I validate that Joe is Joe? How do I validate that Dr. Mary is Dr. Mary? And how do I connect the two? There isn't that space and that technology available underpinning the system.
Right.
So there's a long way to go. Yeah.
So that's why the guts of your business is in the UK and outside of Ireland, which is an awful pity. You've raised 2.2 million from Elkstone, which is the Irish investment house, but they focus exclusively on Irish businesses. It's kind of sad that the business has to go elsewhere. You have to earn your money elsewhere.
Yeah, it's not an uncommon trajectory. You know, I meet a huge amount of Enterprise Ireland clients who, you know, particularly in the healthcare space. And it is that kind of valley of death for many companies where they have the funding. They've been, you know, very kindly and generously invested in by the likes of Enterprise Ireland. You know, I participated in training programs. They've funded our company over the years. You know, we've probably brought in about 4 million in investment across Elkstone, BVP and EI. But, you know, we had to kind of take that risk and, you know, entering a new market remotely and the challenges, the regulatory, the compliance, that we had to set up an entity in Leeds and so on. So that's a big, you know, leap to take. And it's sad in a way that some organizations can't begin here. You know, we pilot here, and you hear about sort of pilotitis, where all the risk really is on the SME. You know, we're kind of really exposing ourselves to trial the system in a hospital setting in Ireland, but then there's no route for it to go from trialing to procurement. And so then you need to take this leap of faith over the valley of death to hope that you can kind of make it happen elsewhere. And, you know, again, product market fit in Ireland doesn't necessarily mean product market fit in the UK or in Germany or, you know, further afield. There is always kind of tweaking to understand the local pain points. But we've been very grateful and very, supported by Elkstone.
Have you asked for a meeting with the health minister to discuss what you can offer?
I haven't, you know, and again, I know there's a lot of really talented people that are doing a lot of really hard work to make these things happen. And I'm sure, you know, quietly under the hood, there's a lot going on that we don't see. You know, I'm just, you know, one supplier and I've only got one perspective. But, you know, we're doing great things abroad in Leeds and Birmingham and other fantastic places. And I hope in time that maybe we could do something locally.
OK, and where does it go from here? What's the next stage for Wellola?
So our plan really is to support local organisations in the NHS to facilitate this kind of care journey, a digital care journey offering for patients. You know, it took us a morning in Leeds to set up about 17 care pathways. And in one department, they're saving about 350 grand a year. Mm. And they're rolling that out now across 160 departments in Leeds, Teaching Hospitals Trust. It's one of the biggest acute trusts outside the Greater London region. And again, you know, really increasing our footprint within the UK and in England is a priority. Excuse me. Mm. We're doing early market discovery for alternative markets as well.
Okay. Well, listen, best of luck with it, Sonia. That's Sonia Neary, the founder of Wellola, the healthcare platform.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.